Okay, let's start a discussion of Erevin Daf Chav Gimel. Erevin Chav Gimel, we'll talk about Karpef today. What's Karpef? So, background. We know that in Shabbos, there are four Rishuyos. Rishus HaRavim, Rishus HaYachid, Makom Patur, and Karmelis. What is a Rishus HaYachid? So, it's an area that's surrounded by Mechitzos. So, how many Mechitzos do you need to be a Rishus HaYachid Darai? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam, Rabbi Nochanan, on Daf Yud Beis, versus the other Rishonim. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilcha Shabbos that one needs four walls. Four walls are at least three and a fourth symbolic wall to be a Rishus HaYachid Da'oraisa. Says the Rambam, Arba Rishuyos L'Shavis, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis U'makum Patur, those are the four Rishuyos. Ezuhi Rishus HaRabim, Midbaros, Ya'arim, Shvakim, Drachim HaMufulashen Lahem. Right? Deserts and forests and marketplaces. Ubavachi Orocha Baderach Tezayin Amah, as long as the Derach at 16 Amah was wide, below Yel of Tikra, and it doesn't have a roof, that is Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYachid is Tel Gavo Asara Tvachim, either you have a mound, a pile that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, or the opposite, Charitz. Shu Amok Asara Varachav Arbal Arbal Yeser, Vechein, Makom Shu Mukaf Arba Mechitzos. Govon Asaro B'neim Arbal Arbal, yes, sir. You have an area surrounded by four walls, and it's at least 4x4 Tvachim. Yes, sir, Alkein, Afil Yishma Kama Milit, even if it's huge. Imhukaf Ladira, if it's surrounded for residential purposes, like you build a house to live in, or an entire city, Kugon Medina, Hamukefes Choma, a city that's surrounded by a wall, Shed Dal Sosehan in Olos Balayla, whose doors lock at night, Umavosh Yish Blaim Shloshak Salam Valechi Buruch Revias, or a Mavui, an alleyway that has three walls and a lechi on the fourth wall, which is a symbolic wall. Symbolic wall we had earlier, the lechi mishum korah, mishum mechitza, v'chein katzer v'dir v'sar shuk v'ladira, and any large area of storage that was hukaf v'ladira, kulan rishus hayachid gemurahein. Those are all rishus hayachid gemura. So the Rambam says, four walls. Four walls, that's Rabbeinu Chanan Alosa. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Shin Sama Gimel, he quotes that Rov Rishonim argue on this Rambam. Beginning of Shin Sama Gimel, that's the basic din of Lechi and Mavui. As our Masechta starts off, Malkam Sheishlo Shalosh Machitzos, Asr Chacham Lataltobo, Ashi Yasa Shum Tikkun Berevius, till you do a tikkun on the fourth wall. Says the Bir Halacha, Le'inyan Imikri Rishus HaYachim in HaTorah, L'chayev HaZorik Mitocha Rishus HaRabim, is it Rishus HaYachim in HaTorah? If it's surrounded by three walls, is it Rishus HaYachim if you throw from there or to there? From the street, Yish plugged up a zeb and a rishonim. Ladaz harambam perak yodalit. Lo mikrushes a yachid in a Torah, el barba machitzos, all call panim, bishalosh machitzos, shlemos, velechi because of revi, the chashiv gimachitza, achain ladas, rova poskim, rashi and erevin, dafyud beis, tosvas in many places, rivet basagos, rush perakama de sukkah, rashba ritva, bishlosha machitzos, o bishte machitzos velechi. Three walls or two and a lechi, rishus a yachid gomer hum in a Torah. And then the Bir Halacha adds, and it doesn't make a difference if the two walls, the two full walls, are opposite or perpendicular. The question is whether if you have a Rishus HaRabim going through, you have an overpass over a highway. So under that overpass, so you have two walls there, but you have Rishus HaRabim going underneath. So do you say that Rishus HaRabim is mafsik, even though you have the structures around? So that, he says, is unclear. Achenem Rishus HaRabim ha'lechas v'nei mechitzos muchach to l'kuli amalom mahanim bazel alechi l'shavi Rishus HaYachid kivin d'Rabim bokim bo b'nei mechitzos. He says that would ruin it. The Rishus HaRabim would ruin it in that regard. Okay, so that is, those are the background. So this is basic dinim d'araisa. The Rabbana came along and said a karpef is aser. What's a karpef? A large uninhabited area, an area that's not meant for residential purposes, and it's large. It's based on time, 5,000 square amos. Why? Even though it's surrounded by four walls. Because Chazal said this is too much like Rishus HaRabim. People are going to get confused between this and Rishus HaRabim. So they required either that it becomes residential somehow, or it was made to be residential, or some other type of tikkun that that could help a person remember that this is not Rishus HaRabim. Or if it's smaller. If it's smaller, then Beis HaTaim is also okay. So that's the background to the Mishnah on today's daf, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah quotes a few deos, how are you misakein a karpef? How are you masakin a karpef? That's the question. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, if you have a gin and a karpef, that's shivim amav v'shirayim al shivim amav v'shirayim. How do you get 70 and a little by 70 and a little? Because that square footage is the same as the Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan was 100 by 50, which is 5,000 square amos. So 70 and a little. By 70 and a little, that's the same. You just squared it. So if somebody has, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, if you have a gin or a karpi, if that's this area, mukefes geder gavo asarat vachem, even though it's surrounded by four walls. Metaltel in besocha, you can be metaltel in it, as long as you have something. As long as you have something. Obavash yehebas shomera, as long as you have a guard booth, to make it like dira. O base dira, o shetei smucha la'ir. Or it's close to the city, so it could be used for somewhat residential purposes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, you need a guard booth or a house. Rabbi Yehuda omer, even less. Afilo ein ba el abar siyechu ma'ar metaltel besocha. Even if you only have some less type of residential purpose. You have a bar there. You have a cave. Rabbi Kiva says, in this size, you don't have to do anything. If it's not bigger. As long as it's not larger than this area of Beis HaTayim. But if it's this or less, so then you don't need any tikkun, and that is, by the way, what we paskin. But the question is, which karpev is under discussion here? So Rashi has a das yachid here. Rashi says that we're talking about a karpev that was hukaf ledira. Hukaf ledira. Meaning Rashi Shita is, even if a karpev is hukaf ledira, if it is more than 70 amos vishirayim, so then it's a problem. It's a problem. Even with hukaf ledira, there's a maximum on the area that this is allowed to be. Most of the Rishonim argue on Rashi, Tosfos here, and the Ritva, and others. Right, first, the Tosfos says, "Umashapirish Rashi dafilu b'hukaf ledira." This is towards the end of Tosfos ubilvad. Right, that which Rashi says. Well, let's read the Rashi first. Shomera, first Rashi, and then we'll get the Tosfos. Sukkah Shomrim, you have a guard booth. V'yavagav dehukaf ledira, based on taimu deshari tfelo. Even if it's hukaf ledira, because the Shomera makes it hukaf ledira, even with that, still you're only allowed based on taim. Only that area. A larger area is not allowed. It's not allowed. And Tosfos says, I don't understand. Umashapirish Rashi, afilu b'hukaf ledira lo shari Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, b'yosim beis asayim ein nira. I don't understand. Ela b'paslach lo basof hukaf, if it's really hukaf ledira, you first made an opening to this area, even before, so you see it's going to be used for residential purposes, and then you enclosed it, like on tomorrow's daf, mahani afilu b'yosim beis asayim. Right, even more. What are the rayas? So three kashas / rayas that they bring against Rashi. So first, Tosfos quotes, Tashar Rabbanan La'el, Bedir Vesaru Moksa Filu Biyud Kurim. Right, if you look in the Gemara earlier, we had on that view Tesma base, the Gemara quoted a Tosefta. The Gemara quoted regarding the pasin that are discussed at the beginning of our perek. If somebody makes the pasin around for the cows to go in, how close are they allowed to be? So they have to be able to fit the most of the cow inside. How far are they allowed to be? The kama meruchakin afilu kur afilu kurayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? The Tanakhama says even a large amount. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only based on time. Yos based on time also, not more. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. They asked Rabbi Yehuda, "Iyata mode bedir v'saru muksa v'chatzer." Don't you agree by all of these storage fields? Afilu bas chamesh askur and afilu bas asar kurim. Even 10 kur is mutter. So why are you limiting it? These pasin? Are you limiting the enclosed area? Armelani says there's a big difference. Zumachitza ve'elu pasin. If you have walls, then it can be very large. A deer, a sar can be very large. Here you have pasin, right? You have the whole kulas. You have parutz meruba la'omed. Right, you have a lot of coolness here. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not going to allow more than base of time there. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, by deer and sar and muksa, even more than base of time would be allowed. So ask Tosa and ask the Ritva. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava argues on that, so then lechore, it should be explicated somewhere. That there's a daya out there that argues on that brisa, on your tesma base. Says the Ritva, the eino mechuvar, the im kain. Dimkein palag Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim, afilu bedir v'sar, sha'amarnu la'el, lehedya, sh'matirin bo afilu b'yis ha'saras kurin, mebnei shehein, mukafan ledira, v'zeh chiddush gadol, sh'l'rinu shum tana cholik b'zeh. This is a huge chiddush, we haven't seen anybody who argue on this. V'palag Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, havelefrusha behedya. And if you would argue, then somewhere it should be explicated. Number one. Number two, another question Tosfos deals with. Tosfos isn't just a question, just an exclamation. Tosfos on the fourth white line. V'kama chatzeros u'mavos, shayu b'Yerushalayim, yiseros abeis hatayim. There are so many large chatzeros u'mavos in Yerushalayim, more than beis hatayim. Yeser of Yehuda ben Baba b'kulam mataltel. Yehuda ben Baba would asher tiltel on all of these large chatzeros in Yerushalayim. Says Tosfos, that can't be. Finally, a third point is that the Ritva says that according to Rashi, then Shomera and Beis Dira, right, all of these are making into Hukaf Ladira, and that's why it's okay with this maximum amount. But one second, we have the Gemara later on in the end of today's daf on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara talks about if you have a problematic karpef, a karpef that's very large, lo Hukaf Ladira. You have a karpef that was Hukaf Ladira. It is a good karpev, but then you decided to plant vegetables in it or to plant trees in it. So the Gemara has a chilek. If it's vegetables, then it ruins it. Then you say the zriya is mevatel the dira. Why? Rashi explains, because where you plant vegetables, so then you're not going to reside there anymore. You can't walk on the vegetable patches. So therefore, that ruins the dira, and therefore it is aser. If you plant trees there, then you're still going to walk around there. It's good for shade. Rashi says, Note ilanos lo bitel diraso, de urcha lehis tofeif bitzel ilanos tamim. Right, you like walking around in the shade. So the Gemara says here that if you're nizra, rubo, if you have zriya in most of the area, so that's going to make it into a gin, it's going to be a problem. That's going to remove the dira nis, so to speak. So one second, our Mishnah, ask the Ritva now, our Mishnah is talking about a gina. What's the first word in the discussion here of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba? Gina, the karpif. Gina is an area that's vegetables are planted. But one second, a gina ruins, the fact that it's a gina, it ruins the dira. So if it ruins the diras, then what's Rashi talking about? That these, if you put the shomera, that makes it into dira. But it's a gina. Gina should ruin the dira. So therefore, says Tosva, says Ritva, I disagree. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is not talking about a case where it was, that this makes it into an exact hukaf ladira. Because if it was hukaf ladira, then any amount would be, even a larger area would be okay. A large barrier would be okay. What's the problem here? The problem here was not hukaf ladira, and you put in this lower level type of dira. That's why it's limited. Right? Rashi, Tosfos says, Adafka shomera hu dekamrit lo mahani b'yasa mesasayim. But a shomera, because that's a lower level type of dira. If you look in the star here on the side, in the Mesorah Zashas, Tavi dira gerua hu. It's a dira gerua. Right, that's the shomera. Aval pasach lebasof hukaf mahani afili yoser. But if you have a perfect royal adira, so then that would be okay. Or maybe, as Tamar's Gemara says, the chilek, maybe it was hukaf and then pasach, and that would also make it a problematic hukaf adira case. Okay, what about the first question that we asked? What does the Rashi do with the Gemara on Daf Yotasma Beis, where the Gemara seems to say that both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree that if it's hukaf ladira, then if it's can even be very large. So Tosa says maybe there's a chilek between those areas and a gina. Right, but Shema Yesh Lachalik and a karpef. Shema Yesh Lachalik, Tosa says for Rashi towards the end of the Tosas. Shema Yesh Lachalik, de bedir v'saharu muksa v'chatzer. All of those are more inherently residential. People go there. Lefisha tashmishtan rav yoser afilu yudkurin aval karpef. But a karpef, what we're talking about here is different. It's less usage than the other items that are listed on Yutes Amid Beis. So that's for Tosas. That's how you would answer maybe some of the questions that we had from Rashi and Tosas. The Meiri also has an important comment here on our Gemara. The Meiri writes here in the Mishnah, Dibra Maschel Rebbe Akiva, Midiver Rabbi Yehuda Lamdu Ksas Mefarshim to call Beis Dira Hapsucha LeKarpef Beis Asayim VeHeim Shel Osam HaBailam BaAtzmam. If the same people own the house and the Karpef that it opens into, Mutal Talta Mizulazu Shim Hein Asuro Zu Al Zu Hechu Mutar Al Yada VeHem Kein. If you say that it's going to Aser, how could it be Mutar if you opened up into it. So therefore, if it's owned to, if they're both owned by the same person, there's never a problem. He said, quotes that opinion. Most argue. So that's the Meiri suggests that maybe if it's all owned by one person, that also would be somewhat different. There are a number of Lamaisa cases that come up regarding karpef within an Erev. Again, a karpef, you're not allowed to carry in a karpef shlukaf ledira. And what if you have one of those areas in a city? I want to build an Erev around a city, around a town. But what if there's a karpef in the middle? But if there's a karpef in the middle, so I can't carry in that karpef, even if it has walls around it, right? If it has walls around it, unless you somehow designated it off. If it has walls around it, maybe you could carry in the whole city, but not in that karpef. So as long as you enclosed it to be separated, right? If you enclose it, the mechitzas are good enough to separate it from the outside, even though they might not be enough to be metaltel on the inside. So what if you have a large wooded area in the middle of the city, of a forest? So does that ruin it? Is that a karpef? That would ruin the... What about a lake? What about all these areas that are not normally used for residential purposes? So let's start. So on today's daf, we have here on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, we have the chilek that we mentioned before between Zeriya and Netiya. When I plant vegetables, so then that ruins it because nobody's going to live where the vegetables are. But when there's trees, people can live with the trees. And they even like the trees, and it enhances the life. And therefore, it would be mutter. The Bir Halacha discusses in Shin Nun Ches, he has a suffik whether would this Zeriya cause problems even when the Zeram aren't there? Let's say it's out of season. Is it as if the walls have been removed? Or just right now there's a Meniyah because you can't live there, but once the rest of the year it would be okay. So he quotes, Lo Nisbara Poskim, Emazram Evatlim, Legamri Amechitzel Shodira. Would the Zeram totally be mevatel the walls? The Imkain Afilu B'Sof HaKayetz, Shekvar Hotziu Azram, Mikom Akam Asul HaTaltel, Shari Azram Bidlu Asahakef Shahil Hashem Dira. The Imkain, if you want to be metaltel there, you have to just break the wall and rebuild it, as we saw on tomorrow's daf. Or not. Oh, Efshar Dazram Eino Mevalim Asahakef Shal Dira. They're not mevatel the whole thing. Elada Hakef Shal Dira Eino Moil. Calls man sheish bo zroim mishum de ein adam dar bizroim v'tekef shenis talko azroim chazer akarpev latirar shehukaf p'tchila ledira. Right, without those rhyme, it would be revert back to its heter. So the Bir Halacha has that suffix. But then the Bir Halacha has another possibility. He quotes the sefer the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. I am Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. This is a big tzad lahakel in many of our questions. The beir hamukefes choma. He's mitzadi lahakal by a city that's surrounded by a wall. Shesham ein zram shebazochir mevali lekev dir shalchoma. If it's within a city, then the zraim aren't going to be mevatel because you know within the city is made for residential purposes. So you have an area in the city that's not able to be used, but it's not going to ruin. It's not going to ruin it. The Chacham Svi had the Dvarav. Vavshem tchila gimgim Dvarav alpikin lebasof hiskimim obashat l'tchak sheyef sher b'shum ofen l'takin shleikar shlu rabim. It's better. It's okay. You don't have to worry about this problem. But this is the Tshuvas of the Dvar Shmuel that maybe doesn't apply within the city. Again, this is discussed at length in the laws of an Erev, the book in English relating to these sukkias. Ramosha did not feel that this rationale of the Dvar Shmuel would apply to modern day cities. In the present day, cities are not surrounded by walls, and wooded areas with vegetation are not deliberately placed within a city. Their location within a city is purely coincidental. It's coincidental. So therefore, we're going to say that's meant to be helpful. Well, Yashav shared similar reservations, and he viewed a karpef situated within a city as a problem. It is a problem, and required it to be isolated from the rest of the city when constructing an Erev. You have to take the karpef out. Nevertheless, he felt an Erev should be constructed, even if isolating the karpef within the city is impossible. But he should build the Erev anyway, because it's less of a problem. Better to carry in a city with an Erev with a karpef in the middle than to carry in a city without an Erev. Because an Erev will prevent people from carrying without any partitions, which is a more severe transgression. So that's one. Ramosha and Rabbi Yasha talk about cemeteries. Right? They quote here in Machlokas. Ramosha assumed that cemeteries are karpifos, even if they're visited regularly, because they are primarily designated to service the deceased and not the living. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush about cemeteries. But again, most cemeteries have walls. I shouldn't say most. Many cemeteries have walls around them, and they're separated anyway. But the quotes in the footnotes here from Rav Yashiv that he was mako about cemeteries. Why? Mishum tekivan to mevakrim shumlis powel eno stiru ledira. People visit there to go daven. V'leka lameir davi kizram ha-mevat lemdira. V'efshar shedvar ha-mayri b'vesak for Hashem Eretz Yisrael. Shabdeo kala ish b'mon kivri tzadig ha-mevakrim shumlis powel sara chachayim. V'divir Moshe haya gabi b'vesak for Hashem Goyim. O afilu she yiso shinim tzadikim. Shir kavanas ha-mevakrim l'sarak n'shamas ha-mesem v'zorachiyin. Interesting. He says maybe there's shalom between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo and Rav Yashiv. Depends which cemeteries you were talking about. Finally, pools and water areas. Again, that's on tomorrow's daf. The bottom of Chavdal and Aleph, it says, Mayim kinituim dami, visharu. Mayim is like trees, and therefore it doesn't ruin it. And the Meimar says, V'dachanil tashmishi, as long as it's usable. What does tashmishte mean? Rashi says, shtia. Rashi says it has to be clean water. Shtia. But others, the Rashba says, even for laundry, even for other usages, you know, one would be okay. And that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein is mako when you have, if you have a lake, people go boating in and swimming in and make other usages of it. So then that would be mutter. Also, it would not be called a karpef. Okay, there's a lot more about karpef on the Maisa cases, but we will stop here.